Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Alpha Vets. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Nice hat, Chris. Nice
hat. Thanks, man. Thanks, man. I like it.
How we doing?
I think this one might be my fave. I think it might be my favorite. They fit the flat bill. I love it. Jen and Lance get me.
Only for Chris, everybody.
No, they get you too.
I'm just kidding.
You'll get a curve bill. You'll get the curve bill one. You'll get a curve bill. Yeah.
Oh, it's good to see you guys.
What a fabulous
good to see you guys.
It's a great day.
Where was the intro? You missed the intro.
You missed it. It's the greatest intro on the internet. And you missed it.
Chris, we got some breaking news coming out right now.
We do? Trump's the man? Is that it?
Red Lobster is filing for bankruptcy.
Get out of town. You mean their frozen entrees and overpriced food are no longer a hit to the American?
Those biscuits going down.
I can make better cheddar biscuits at home. I'm just saying. Isn't that crazy? That's why everybody went to Red Lobster for the biscuits. You don't go for the lobster. Because let's be honest, it's frozen food. They just heat it up. Just like Olive Garden. I don't know what the hype about Olive Garden is. They are frozen entrees that they just heat up.
That's like going to Applebee's.
Applebee's
wings in town. They just toss it in the microwave.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, we don't eat out a lot. But if I do, I go to a local. I like to hit up. I'm a foodie. Especially here where I'm at, the local small business restaurant scene is amazing. There are some really good spots, really good people. I will go there before I ever go to one of these mega food chain restaurants ever again. I told you about the experience at Buffalo Wild Wings where I got served my food. The lady is holding the baby. Yeah. Who serves your food holding the snotty? I'm just anyway.
Trash.
So, yeah, man, that doesn't surprise me. Red Lobster's been going down for a long time.
I don't even know where there is a Red Lobster. I couldn't even tell you.
I don't either, to be honest with you. I think there's
one. I haven't been there since I was like 12 years old. I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's one in Winston. If I'm not mistaken. Anyway, there won't be. There won't be for long.
Not anymore.
Yeah, Applebee's, trash.
There's so much food that's trash.
However, find a good local mom and pop spot and tear it up.
Chris, I will straight up say,
yeah,
my favorite place to eat. Don't judge me for this. Firehouse Subs.
Oh, dude, I can rock with that.
Dude, I love Firehouse. They're so good.
Yeah. Firehouse Subs is good.
If I was stuck on an island, give me a Bible and a Firehouse Sub, unlimited supply.
You'd be good. All right. I can respect that. Now, my sandwich spot is Jersey Mike's.
I like Jersey Mike's too.
Jersey Mike's is good. Yeah. Love me some Jersey Mike's for sure.
I know. I need to come. Someone said you guys need to come to Southwest Louisiana. And man, I'm sure the food is just bomb.
Oh, I can only imagine. What's it? There's a dish that is famous. Tell me if I pronounce it right. Is it Boudin? Boudin. It's so good. I have no idea. Sausages. It's got all kinds of stuff in it, man. But Boudin, Rockets and Stars. Did I say that right? Boudin. I think that's how they pronounce it down there in Louisiana. Yeah. Boudin. So good. So good.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Oh, bro. You got to try it.
There's a lot of stuff I'm missing out on, man.
That's okay, though. When this is all over, we're going to have... A lot of us are going to have a lot of time to explore and see this great country of ours. And, you know, I feel sorry for people who have never like, and I'm not saying this to offend anybody, but I feel sorry for I know there are people in this country that have not been outside of the state they live in, let alone the town they grew up in. Like, they haven't got to really see,
right,
let alone this beautiful country. Like, there are still places here that are on my bucket list. You know, I've never been to Yosemite. I've never been to Montana or Wyoming. Like, I want to go see those places. I want to own land in Wyoming. I've said that many times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to elk and all this stuff. You know, I got blessed to be in North Dakota. It's flat. It's cold.
It's very flat.
But it was beautiful in the summertime.
Good clarification there.
In the summertime, ice fishing was phenomenal. Fishing was phenomenal. Hunting was phenomenal. But I do feel sorry for people that have not got to explore and see this this great country of ours. But good news, when all of this craziness is over, you're all going to be able to do just that.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of places. There's a lot of places I'd like to go that I haven't gone. You know, like, I've been through a lot of states. I haven't, you know, gazed or anything like that around in depth in a lot of the states that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really haven't been anywhere exotic, really. I mean, I lived in Cuba for 2 years. That's about it. Not many people can say that.
Yeah, not many people can say they've been to Cuba. Nope.
I would love to see Yellowstone. Yellowstone, it's on the bucket list.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. Yellowstone's on my bucket list. There's a lot of things, you know, places I want to see. I told you, my wife and I plan on one day taking a trip down Route 66 from the beginning all the way till California. And just so I can say I did it. I've always wanted to do it. Come on, it's historic. Route 66, man.
We talked about this. We talked about it in the future, just like, and it's got to be, because I'm not a road tripper. I don't like doing road trips unless we're in a sweet, decked out RV.
That's right. That's the only way to do it. You got to do it in style. I don't do tent camping anymore. I can't.
Ain't
I'm
doing
too
that.
Old. My back's like, I don't think so, sir. I don't want to sleep on an air mattress either. No. But I remember when I was a kid, tent camping was the bomb.
Yeah,
Until we got an RV.
Yeah.
My dad had one of those RVs that had the Datsun, like the small little Toyota on the front, you know, the Class C. Man, that thing was old. I remember somebody stole it. We were in Riverside, California. We woke up one morning. I mean, it's a big RV. And my dad comes out. He's like, hey, daughter. My mom's like, why do you have what? He's like, where's the RV? She's like, I parked it out front. He goes, well, it ain't out front. They found that thing a week later. The people who stole it had busted the axle on it, and they were sleeping in it when they found it. And my dad got it fixed, and we had that thing forever. We drove that back here to West Virginia. It was my mom's second car for like the first 3 months after my dad got out of the military. My mom driving a big RV to go to work.
Dang.
Yeah, man.
That's wild.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in a good mood. That's today. Good. Is, you know, it's kind of a slow news day. Not a lot going on. Other than Trump is the man, period.
Yeah, he's always the man. It was a very slow day. And, you know, that's not always a bad thing.
No.
You know? No. It is a little nice when the feed... From time to time, when the feed's a little slow, obviously we don't like chaos constantly, but no, it is a little nice when
a little less chaos for a day,
a little less chaos for a little bit,
a little calm, before the storm.
However, that may change here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Got some interesting things. Again, there's a lot. We'll get some prayer going. And we'll talk about it. Yeah,
let's do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you, Father. We just give you all the glory. And as always, Father, we are thankful for another day that you breathe life into our lungs, that you've given us this opportunity to come together, this platform we have here at Alpha Vets to just speak truth to power, Father, to worship you and to just bring light into all of the chaos and darkness that is going on in the world around us. We just know, Father, that we are living through amazing times right now. You know, years down the road in the future, we will all be looking back and we will all know where we were and what we were doing when all of these events transpired. And we just thank you, Father, for giving us this opportunity, for, you know, removing those scales from our eyes, for giving us the gift of the spiritual vision to see the true reality of the things that are taking place in the world today. And, you know, and just giving us that courage to stand up and speak the truth. You know, we live in a world that full of lies and deceptions. We have an enemy that is taking control of all of our lives and has cast us the image, the falsehood, the illusion of freedom. You know, for many of us, it was a tough pill to swallow when we learned the things about not just this country, but about the world we lived in and who was really running things down here. And we just thank you, Father, each day again for removing those scales from our eyes and just giving us this this chance to see. We thank you, Father, so much every day for your guidance, for your wisdom, for your discernment. We thank you, Father, for your protection over each and every one of us. We know that your arms are always around us, that your army of angels are with us, that they are on our left and our right. And we know, Father, that you are with us each and every step of the way and that you are shielding us from anything that comes our way. And we just thank you so much for that, Father. We thank you for watching over my family and Israel's family. And we just thank you for being with everybody here in this chat tonight and their families. And again, Father, somebody will come across this video today and they will see it and they will know that you are speaking to them and that you are with them and that you are guiding them and that you are protecting them. And we just thank you, Father, for this opportunity to, you know, humble ourselves. We just thank you for that, for always helping us maintain the high ground, for just being humble and for just not letting the things that are taking place around us change who we are on the inside. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for calling so many of us back, you know, to you, to walk with you. And we just thank you for your constant perseverance over for each and every one of us, Father. It is just truly amazing to be loved by you and to be guided by you. And Father, we know that you're with President Trump and his family. We know that you are watching over them. We know that you are guiding them as well. And we know that nothing these people do to him, all the lies, all the deceptions, everything that they've tried to tarnish this man with, we know that they will boomerang. They will come back tenfold on those who did it. And we know that the truth will prevail, that light will be shined on the darkness of the things that these people tried to do to this country. And we just thank you for him each and every day. And we know that you are guiding him and protecting him. Father, we thank you for people like General Michael Flynn and so many others in this movement who have put their own lives at risk to stand up and speak the truth no matter the cost. And we know that each day there are more and more good men and women in this country that are going to continue to rise up and do the right thing so that we can restore this great republic. We just thank you so much, Father. And we know that you are just giving that courage each day to more and more people. And because of that, we will see our better days in this country. And we know that our victory is at hand and that the darkness of this world will have the biggest light shined into it. And we as a people will restore this great country by focusing and keeping our eyes on you, Father. And we just thank you for that every day. We thank you for the true prophets. We know that there are many you are speaking through, Father, and we know that you will continue speaking through them. So that when things happen around us, there's nothing to be afraid about. It is just confirmation that you are talking to us, Father, and that you are the one guiding us through all of this. And we just thank you so much. And we know that you will continue to protect them as well. And Father, we thank you for this community here we have at Alpha Vets. We know that You will be in the room with us tonight, that you will help us deliver anything you need us to say with pinpoint accuracy, and that you will help us continue to grow this community, to grow this platform, to grow this message and spread it far and wide, so that we can be united again, not just United States of America, so the world can be united around one simple thing, and that is your word, and that is the truth, Father. And we just thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. So, so, what's up?
Like I said, it's been somewhat of a slow day. However, there's stuff going on. Now, yesterday we talked about kind of everything going on in Israel and Iran, everything along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, nothing really happened today. And we went through the idea of them projecting their moves on social media and how odd it is. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Take this all with a grain of salt. It is being reported that one of the channels out of Israel, their media is reporting that they did, in fact, come out of a meeting today, Israel and the cabinet, and they are supposedly, and I'm paraphrasing it a little bit, about to they're going to do some sort of retaliation in a form to make sure that Iran doesn't do it again.
What?
Now, obviously, it could all be just nothing at all. And, you know, I posted in the Telegram before, this past weekend when everything kind of started popping off, and I kind of said, beware of the footage that's coming out and all this stuff, because we don't really know what's real, you know? Uh-huh. We don't. And in fact, I'm not going to call his name out, but there's an account on X that has over a million followers. I'm not a big fan of him because he did this in October, and he does it all the time, frankly, and it's a bunch of propaganda, but people eat it up. And he was posting a bunch of footage that came out of Israel from this past weekend. And three of the videos he posted, one was from the wildfire in Chile. One was a video he posted of them scattering in the streets. It was actually from a One Direction concert. And there was another one from the Texas fires. And they all came from his account. Over a million followers. Over a million. And it spreads like wildfire. Think what damage you can do with a million followers, and it's all propaganda. Mm-hmm. Because he's like, we're pro-life. We don't believe anybody should be, like we talked about yesterday, nobody should be glassed. You know, there's good men and women, good people in each of these countries.
Mm-hmm.
Palestine, Israel, Iran, everyone. We don't believe that they should be glassed. But this account is so anti-Israel. It's one narrative, one direction. No pun intended. But it's ridiculous, man. All I'm saying is we really got to be careful who we follow and of what footage comes out, because there's so much garbage out there. Mm-hmm. There's so much garbage that can be. Now, I heard the whole news reporting of this thing coming out of the cabinet from Glenn Beck. Again, we don't know what this is going to look like. It could be absolutely nothing. It could be something. Who knows? But I just wanted to inform everybody. Just guard your mind. Guard your mind a little bit.
I think a majority of people here with us tonight know that it's not like we haven't been in a gigantic propaganda war for the last 8 years. I mean, it's been a propaganda war since day one. I mean, with the Russiagate, with everything we've witnessed go down, it's all pro- and now we're in the same boat. You know, again, you have the war in the Ukraine. I remember growing up as a kid. I remember when we went into Kuwait. I remember when Saddam went in. I remember when the Gulf War kicked off. I remember all of that. I remember where I was when it came down on the news. When those wars were going on, we had wall-to-wall coverage of those wars.
Yeah.
And now we're at this stage where nuclear war is on the table, where all this stuff, and you get what we get that leaks into the Twitter sphere, into the media, and it's blatantly obvious that the news you get from the media is all influenced by your intelligence apparatus.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a well-known topic that we can all agree on, that your media is the one that pushes the largest narrative. So when you see people, like you say, on Twitter doing the same thing, and it's clear that they have an agenda,
mm-hmm.
it's tough to watch because, yeah, a lot of people, then they take that and then it spreads like wildfire. Like, we are the news now. That's the thing. Like, we are it. You got to protect it. I'm not saying we always get it right, but we preach on here. Like, there's so many in this day and age that want to be first. They want the clickbait. It's just like the media. The media runs with stories because they want to be first. They don't care if it's truth or not. They want the clicks. They want the ad revenue. They want all of it. So you got to be really careful on what you follow. You know, 48-hour, 72-hour rule with anything that breaks. Like, you really need to, we have to vet all the information that we put out. And again, none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. But some people just love to blast it because they want the clicks, man. I don't care about clicks.
They want the clicks. They have a serious agenda. They're so anti one side or one or the other. It just gets a little crazy sometimes. But I mean, when you see these accounts, like when in October when this stuff popped off in 2023, this guy grew his account. I think got like 800,000 followers. In that escalation, everything he would blast out, but it was all just so anti one side. And now here we go again. Things pop off. Guess what? It's all propaganda. Like Chris said, it's all for clicks. It's all for clicks. I understand people want to grow. So do we.
People are name dropping in the chat. I'm seeing them name dropping people. Like, somebody said, especially that Q account that keeps,
That account on X
has so many follow, and people are still like,
unfollow what? It.
Please unfollow it. It's a joke.
Unfollow it. And then, not to mention, today, one of those Q accounts, I think there's two of them, but one of those big Q accounts came out and blasphemed Jesus.
Oh, no.
Straight up come against it, and somebody commented, like, oh, that's interesting. I know for sure you're not anything involved. Exactly. I mean, obviously we know there's no communications on any other type of platform, but yeah, to come out and just be like so anti God, no. Plus, yeah, so he mentioned this countdown, but stop watching that stuff. That's another account. I see you in the Rumble chat. That is an account I blocked a long time ago.
Mm. Yep. Sure did.
There's a lot of garbage out there.
There's a lot of garbage.
That will front as conservatives, Trumpers, all this stuff. Again, everybody will just post whatever they can because people want to monetize.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I don't. I don't care about any of that stuff. I want the truth. I want the truth. I want to mock evil to its face. all day, every day. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Israel. So I got something in the mail today, and I started watching it before the show. And it got me really hyped up. I'm talking about the Flynn documentary. Got it in the mail today. Couldn't wait to start watching it. I still got an hour to go, Is. And all I can tell you, I can tell you right now that, you know, the topic of Mike Pence has come up a lot on this show. You know, had he not, you know, say what we want, had Mike Pence sent, you know, done what Trump wanted him to do, then who's to say we would have gotten to witness how evil these people are for the last 3 years and had this massive awakening that is taking place right now. So who knows? But my view on the guy might have changed a little bit because, you know, we gloss over the fact that Mike Flynn would have never tendered his resignation had it not been for Mike Pence. Mike Pence was thoroughly and wanted that. I do believe that Mike Pence was put by Trump's side in order to try and to monitor him. I mean, there's a lot that went down with the Crossfire Hurricane. Mike Pence's hands were all over it. So is he going to be a good guy, bad guy when all else is done? I don't know. That's for us to, we'll figure it out. You know, things happen for a reason. But definitely Mike Pence had something to do with General Flynn getting
Mike Pence is the Mike Pence topic. It's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, like you said, me and you have been down back and forth discussions about Mike Pence for years.
Right.
Obviously, from the public eye, he's big dill hole. You know.
Yeah. good word.
And we get that. We totally get that. We also have been down the path of taking a bullet. Now I'm going to be completely honest with you. When it comes to Mike Pence. Over just the past year, I lean more towards
douchebag.
But at the same time, if he didn't do what he did, we wouldn't have this great reaction. Now, is that a Pence thing that he meant to do? Probably not. That's probably God using everything for and good and turning it around.
Right.
That's to create this great awakening. Now, mm-hmm. There's just a lot of interesting things around Mike Pence because between him and what's his name? Space Force, Christopher Miller.
Yes.
Oh,
you're right, because he did.
So they did. Right. They teamed up a lot of stuff, and that's when he said that they went through some of the most complex military operations that this country has ever seen, and this is in the midst of of Trump's presidency. So it's very interesting what could be happening behind the scenes. Obviously, it's all speculation, but you know, I mean, I'm not gonna like get mad at anybody for saying Pence was playing a part, taking a bullet. I'm not gonna get mad at him for saying he's a big traitor, because mm-hmm. frankly, it looks like he's a traitor. But I can see both sides. Mm-hmm. I can see both sides, and we don't know.
We don't. In the end, all will be revealed. But all I can tell you is watching the, you know, again, I only got to watch an hour before I had to stop. I'm going to watch the rest as soon as the podcast is over. But just in that first hour, like it all, it's like, ah, man, it's like a refresher course of everything we went through. Like watching how this really played out, you know, with the phone call with Kislyak when he was in the Dominican, you know, the fact that Obama, like we all remember, Obama kicked those 35 Russian diplomats out because they said that they interfered with the election. When now we find out that was just a play to try and sell the American people the lie that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Right. And Big Bad Barry was doing something about it, ladies and gentlemen. He was going to do something about it on the way out the door, where really what they wanted to do was, one, muddy the waters, and possibly try and kick the relationship between the United States and Russia in a totally opposite direction and possibly bring us into another war. Oh, kind of like the one we're in the middle of right now. And Mike Flynn, and this is why I don't like when I see people like just the anti-Flynn. And, you know, you got to each his own. But I'm going to tell you right now that general, if you want to know who Mike Flynn is, ask Admiral Mike Rogers who Mike Flynn is. Ask anybody who ever served with General Mike Flynn what kind of person he was.
Admiral Rogers, right? Man.
The reason they were afraid and they still are afraid of General Mike Flynn is because General Mike Flynn knows where the bodies are buried. He knows everything that the intelligence apparatus was doing. He knows all of their failures. He knows all the insides and outs of the military industrial complex, and he voiced against it. See, he was the thorn in their side when he was in. A lot of people don't remember that. They wanted him to lie in front of Congress and say that ISIS was blah, 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 and they were JV. And he's like, I'm not going to say that because that's not the truth. And they fired him for it. And there were two people that Obama told Donald Trump to stay away from. And one of them was Kim Jong-un, ladies and gentlemen, Rocket Man. So Obama said there are two people we need to worry about, Kim Jong-un and General Mike Flynn. Meanwhile, Obama had never met General Flynn. He just knew that he knew everything. Mm-hmm.
He did know everything.
I have a theory. We'll see. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I was Donald J. Trump and I wanted to assure the deep state wouldn't try this crap again or could not try it again, I would name General Mike Flynn as my vice president in this coming. That's who I would name. I would have somebody by my side that they fear more than me because they do fear that man. Because he will go through the intelligence apparatus with a fine-tooth comb and kick out all the bad actors in your media. You understand your intelligence apparatus has infiltrated everything. Your movies, your entertainment industry, your news networks, they're everywhere. Shaping a narrative to mess with this.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm
saying. I mean, I could see him for VP at the same time. It's not that I necessarily don't want him for VP. I think that he could be utilized in a better position.
Like maybe take over. I think, see, the thing is a lot of people don't understand the weight that the national security advisor carries, like who he's over.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see him going back into that role. If the goal is to clean up the intelligence agencies, the State Department, all 17 intelligence agencies, that would be the national security advisor. He would be over all of them.
Why not put him where he was utilized before? You know, like that would, and then you got to think of people like Kash Patel, who, you know, who's 100% going to be in the midst of all this.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
I mean, he's more than likely going to be Secretary of Defense.
Secretary of Defense, Director of the FBI. Who knows? Who knows, man? But he's going to be a name to know. He's going to be a name. But the only
maybe not Secretary of Defense. Sorry, but
the only reason I say Mike Flynn is VP is if I'm looking at it from a chess. I want somebody as my vice. Do you think they feared Mike Pence? Do you think the deep state feared Mike Pence? No. That's why they kept going after Trump. Like, hey, we get rid of him, then we got Noodle. We got this walking Noodle do whatever we say because he's a career politician, right? They didn't fear Mike Pence. They didn't. They would have had complete control over Mike Pence. So he needs somebody in that VP role that they fear just as much as him. So getting rid of him does no good. That's the only reason I would say Mike. But I definitely think General Flynn will have a huge role in Trump's next administration. As somebody said, Nunes. I like Devin Nunes too. I could see Devin Nunes in there. You know what I mean? So let's just see. All I can tell y'all is you need to go get that Mike Flynn documentary. And for those of you who are anti-Flynn, I guarantee that documentary will set your mind straight with a lot of things. And I'm only an hour in. And it's a refresher course of everything this guy went through for us. For us. They didn't go after him because he was a deep state. Ladies and gentlemen, they didn't go after him because he was one of them. They went after him because he was the guy they knew could take them all down. And he was a Democrat. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know Mike Flynn was a Democrat, but his brother made sure to point out it was the Democrat Party of JFK, not the Democrat Party of today. And that's why he came out. Huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just saying that's why Flynn, Flynn was a big part of getting Trump elected. Remember, he was traveling around with Trump. So, yeah, he was a conservative Democrat. That's a very good, the Democrat Party of the JFK. That party is gone. We now have the Democrat Party of the days of old, you know, KKK, all that good stuff.
Mixed in with extreme
Nazis,
mentally ill
communists. Yeah, mentally ill people for sure.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, I was gonna say we gotta get Flynn on here again before he becomes VP.
Yeah, right. I would love to get him back on here, have a conversation. That first time, man. McCall. Yeah, right. Yeah. See what we can do. Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's joking.
We had him on once before.
We ain't got it like that, but I'm sure we could probably make
something. I got a secretary number.
True story. I'd love to get him on here. Well, right now he's in the middle. I don't know. I've been seeing him do interviews from the RV. I'm like, hey, can you pencil us in? General Flynn, can you pencil us in one more time?
All right. We'll get him on. I'll get him on.
All right. I'd like that.
You underestimate my power.
You underestimate my power. Yeah. So.
Some interesting things. I want to share a couple of these. I'm just going to head over to my bookmarks over here.
Oh, yeah. What you got? You got any funny videos of Joe Biden? They're like, there's like.
I could start it off with a little funny Joe Biden video. I could do that.
Did you see that crowd he packed in today? Like all 30 people that were there in Scranton, Pennsylvania,
massive crowd.
Good old Scranton Joe. Good old Scranton Joe, who's been raised by every ethnicity and religion known to man. Remember, he was raised in the Catholic Church. He was raised in the Black Church. He was raised in my man's been raised by everybody. You know, Hillary Clinton said it takes a village. I give you Joe Biden.
One that offends me the most is when he refused his president to visit an American cemetery outside of Paris when he was president. Why? He said that those soldiers who gave their lives were, quote, was his quote, suckers and losers. Suckers and losers, he said it. Who the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is? These were heroes. These soldiers were heroes.
Come on, Skip.
Rawr! Old man yells at Sky. Who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? I'll show him. Could you see him struggling to read it off the teleprompter too? I'm telling you, man, they want y'all to think this guy has his finger on the nuclear button. That should scare the crap out of him.
Yeah. Nah. Oh. Chris, this is pretty interesting. This is kind of, well, it's interesting the fact because we kind of maybe seeing what we were talking about would happen. Maybe this is the beginning. Maybe this is the beginning.
Oh.
So what you're looking at.
Look at all those people. Are they there to support people. Trump? Are they there to support Trump?
So we had a a bunch of illegal aliens that are just hanging around New York City Hall. And apparently they're not satisfied with where they're staying. They were, you know, with their shelters.
Yeah.
They want to be put back in luxury hotels.
Yeah, not a shelter.
And they're not happy, Chris.
No, they want jobs. They say they were promised jobs. They were going to give. See, these NGOs, these nonprofits, they don't care about you. They don't care about you, America. They don't. They're sending these people here. I firmly believe, and I think we can all agree, that a lot of the money that we've sent to the Ukraine has found its way back into the pockets of these NGOs. And then those NGOs, along with George Soros and anybody else that'll give them money, use that cash to get all these people to come to your country. And they're in your country now, and they don't like how they're being treated.
They don't.
They don't like it.
It looks like this is something that maybe could escalate, you know, in the future about, I don't know.
What do we say?
Maybe by November?
What happens when the money is gone? What happens when the money is gone? You know, should the markets crash? What happens when the handouts are gone? Are they going to turn on you? Or are they going to turn on the people who promised them all this stuff and didn't come through?
But Chris, they can't let that happen. They said, apparently, they've been passing out flyers. Was it in Mexico, right?
Yeah, in Mexico.
So flyers were distributed at NGO in Mexico encouraging illegals to vote for President Biden. The flyer reads, "Reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open." Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting.
Ain't that
kind of sounds like we're being replaced, Israel, but that's just a conspiracy theory.
So you mean they actually are bringing in voters to pump their numbers up, Chris? Because they know the American people are voting Trump.
Well, they know the American people voted Trump in 2020, too.
They sure did.
They know they stole it. See, I think we've said many times on this show, they're not behaving like the party that won an election fair and square. They sure aren't. Sure aren't. And you know what's sad? Yeah. And as I know, a majority of the people that say they're riding with Biden, they know they got duped. They know they got duped, man. That's what's sad about the left. That's what's sad about some of these people. And I'm not saying it to be mean, but it needs to be said, is most of them have figured out, I don't think they're stupid. I don't think they're dumb. Some of them, yes. Some of them clearly, yes. They probably couldn't make minute rice. I don't know. But I believe most of them are coherent and can read and can read the tea leaves. And they know that that election was stolen. They know that this guy isn't legitimate, but they don't care because in their minds, they, number one, their pride, you know, I love that word because it is, there's a reason it's a sin because it keeps you from being honest with yourself. And they know they got duped. They're figuring out they got duped with COVID. They got duped, but they won't admit it because of their pride. And because they've been brainwashed into thinking that what is taking place in this country is what they want.
Right.
It's sad. It really is sad to see. It really is sad to see. Because I guarantee most of them, they know. They know they got played. They just can't admit it. They just can't admit it. And that's why the hatred comes out. Because it's eating at them that they got played. But instead of admitting it, they just want to take their anger and vitriol out on you. Because you were right.
Now, at the same time, Chris, now, kind of related, but not really. Let's say, hypothetically, that this Iran and Israel stuff is legit. Like, there's actually, maybe there might actually be escalation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Iran came out and said that they would retaliate. We talked about this last night. If Israel retaliates, they're going to hit Israel and whoever with something they've never used before, right? Now, if you really think about it, if they launched 300 and some missiles at Israel, and they were all taking them out, it's going to set them back a little bit. So, you know, let's be honest. That's a lot of money wasted. Uh-huh. What would your retaliation be if you wanted to, if Israel did strike and you wanted to go after the U.S.? Would you take these supercells that are within the U.S. and maybe start something?
100%. You're not going to come at the U.S. guns blazing. You got to do it from, you can't. So, yeah, it would have to come from within. It would have to be something inside. The enemy's already here. I don't think anybody in here watching is dumb. It can pretend that that's not happening. The enemy's already inside. The enemy's been here for a long time waiting on their marching orders. And I'm not just talking about the swamp rats in D.C. They have, if you don't think they have cells in this country right now, you haven't been paying attention, right?
It's too easy.
What does Trump say? They're not sending their best. They have who they need already here, ready to go, waiting to act. Just again, do we need to? It's crazy. People have already pigeonholed the bridge, you know, in Baltimore. Like that's not even talked about anymore. You know, if you don't think your enemy's here, I give you that bridge. That wasn't an accident. I think we can all agree it wasn't an accident. And now all of a sudden you got barges everywhere losing power.
Weird, and almost, isn't it?
It's weird. So the trains, the rail, they're already here. They've been here. They've been slowly softening us up with body blows all over the country, right? And if you want to take down the greatest country in the world, you cause chaos and division from within, and then the bad actors on the outside can wait until it looks like all hope is lost here, and that's when they would strike. That's how I would do it.
Right. I mean, if you're in standing with, I don't know, these supercells, let's just be honest. Whoever in our government is in bed with, you know, these terror cells and all this stuff. Because, spoiler alert, our government and Mossad and all of them, they fund a lot of the terrorism that happens here and in other places. But if this is the case, I think I would go towards something like a Summer of Love 2.0.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, think about it. We had cities on fire everywhere, right?
No, Israel. It was a mostly peaceful.
Oh, it was peaceful.
Protest.
It was peaceful. Okay. My bad. I forgot. Sorry, CNN. I'm so sorry. But then taking it to a next level. You know, you could use all that as cover to do something more hostile. Because, I mean, it could get way worse. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not fearmonger or anything like that. I'm just trying to look at it like from a realistic standpoint. An open border. The world hates you. They're in bed with the government, all these terror cells. It's election year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like we have just given them a platter and said, here, destroy us from within. You know, it came out of the prophecy like that. He said they would sneak in, long-term plan. Long-term plan and intermingle and change families and all this stuff. And this has already been going on. But now, you know, if you're a terrorist state or just, you know, a three-letter agency, you think you want to make some noise before election.
Yeah. You know, you missed one key ingredient, though. Yes, you left the big one out.
Which one?
Monkeypox.
Oh, I almost threw it in there. I was like, is it that big?
They're bringing back monkeypox. I saw it today. I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
I saw it today monkeypox. Remember when monks? So remember stupid. When that variant? What number one? Where'd all the variants go? It's amazing. After Omicron,
where did all the variants go?
Where'd all the variants go? You know, the variants is like every week we had a new variant. Man, remember the alphabetic list we were on? It's crazy. Where'd it go? Then they came out with monkeypox. I remember when a buddy's like, I have to call you back. I'm like, why? He goes, I gotta go into this monkeypox task force briefing.
Monkeypox task force. That's good.
But crazy thing about monkeypox, it's amazing. You know, it was sexually transmitted. Yes.
I don't know.
Right? Yeah, it was sexually transmitted. That was like the main way to get it. And then kids started getting it, and everybody started going, wait a minute. If this is sexually transmitted, how are these little kids getting monkeypox? And next thing you know, monkeypox disappeared like a fart in the wind, buddy. It was gone. It was out of there because people were like, wait a second. How are these kids getting it if it's sexually transmitted?
Hmm. You just wait. Because what was it, like a month ago? Not even a month ago, where they were talking about this new H5N1 virus? Bird flu.
Yeah.
The bird flu taking over, right? Now, let's take the bird flu. Let's take the monkeypox and mix them together. You guys, we got a super duper pandemic disease called...
What are we going to call it?
I think bird pox is too original. I want something cooler.
That's not going to scare anybody, Israel. That's not going to scare anybody. You got to come up with something better than that. I don't know. Mutation pox. I don't know. I really don't know what to call it.
I don't know, man.
I'll name him Mini-Me.
Bird monkey.
Bird monkey, flying monkeys. I mean.
Bird poo.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past them, though. You guys give this mutation. But they mix together. It's in our food supply.
Can't help it. It flies, and it goes between trees. I mean, I don't know.
No one is safe. No one is safe from anything.
No one is safe. But here's the crate. First, it was the bird flu, right? And then I think everybody was just like, "Yeah." Everybody said, you know, the American public, we're sitting here yawning like, okay, what else you got? And they were like, you think they got a room somewhere? I told you, during COVID, they were like, how many do you think we can get them to take? Four? I don't know, but we're going to try. You think they'll do four? I don't know. We're going to find out. What, two masks? It's two masks this week? Why don't we just go for three? I mean, let's do it. Let's see if they'll do it. We'll go for three.
Why don't we just put four on them and call it quits?
Why do you put four? Yeah, just call it. Hey, if you can't breathe, you can't get the virus, okay?
You need to put a mask on another mask.
Yeah.
And make sure you at least get 8 booster shots. And then 2 weeks later, make sure you get another booster. If you need to, go to a different state, get some more boosters.
Yeah.
But make sure you still wear a mask.
Make up a fake name. Home. We do it all the time.
We'll call it Omicron.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So maybe they got a situation room and they're like, hey, everybody, the bird flu didn't scare anybody. What we got next? And they're like, well, we could bring back monkeypox.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Give this guy a raise. Monkeypox is brilliant. It's so good.
Oh my gosh, man.
I mean, they at least gave people a little bit of a scare, like during Obama's time when I remember Ebola came back up.
Yeah.
And they're like, remember that doctor? It's like, screw it. I don't care. And they're like, went for a bike ride.
Yeah.
Remember that? And people just went into a panic. They're like, this person just said, screw it. I got a ball. I'm going for a bike ride.
Yeah. Remember swine flu? I told you swine flu was their precursor. Swine flu was their test run with vaccine. That was their test run.
That was like the first That was H1N1, right?
Yeah. So, you know... Ladies and gentlemen, we got to make fun of this stuff or we're going to go crazy. All right. We got to have some fun with it. We got to point out like this is getting foolish. We're getting into they really think we're dumb territory. Like they really do. They really do.
I like Katie's flying monkeypox.
Flying monkeypox. That's right. It's everywhere. You don't know you have
flying
it.
Monkeypox.
Where have we heard that? You won't know you have it.
You're healthy? No. You. Nope. You had sniffles?
No, you're not.
Lock them no, up. Not.
Lock them up. Yeah. Like the episode, like on Monsters Inc. where you had the sock on them. They come the quarantine team. Yeah. The same thing, man. Like that was the craziest, man. Just looking back at all of it. I'll never forget it. Like I can picture it years down the road. I'm telling my kids, like, yes, there really were people following arrows around the grocery store because they thought if they didn't, they would get a virus.
My favorite is we're going down memory lane here. Because if they do try something stupid like this, we got to remember how
$100 safe. New York City.
You just think of this when you think of vaccination.
And a drink in Connecticut. In a push to encourage Americans to get their vaccine, governments and businesses across the country are thinking outside the beer in New Jersey. Donut.
Dang it.
What? That is the truth. That was a good one. You wanted a shorter version?
I wanted just his bit.
Oh. Well. That names them all. Yeah, that was the creep. That was cringest.
You can get a cheeseburger. You like fries?
You like fries? Do I understand there's a burger to this as well? Bill de Blasio. Bill de Blasio.
Cool.
Yeah, Tool. Huge Tool. And then the people of New York. I'm not saying you voted for this guy, New York, but I kind of think you did. And then you replaced Bill de Blasio with another moron.
Whatever. Like, come on. What's his face? Cuomo.
Yeah, Cuomo's the governor.
That dude must have been secretly locked up.
I don't know. Yeah, he just disappeared, man.
That dude just. Like, there's some recent news about him, how they're going after him again. At the beginning of the year, but I haven't heard anything since.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it, Lance.
All these people in trouble because it ain't gonna fly again. Mm-mm. Nope. You can try to lock people up, you can try to quarantine them. Nobody shuts down. Nobody. And if I see
we're not playing this time. Look. And the thing is, they're going to try. If they try the riots again, I promise you, the American people saw enough in 2020. We'll put an end to that, too.
Yep.
It ain't going to go down the way it did the last time. It's not going to.
No, I'm ready to.
We can't allow it. Look, we shouldn't be. I don't care, man. I don't care, ladies and gentlemen. We should not be allowing people to shut down bridges. If the cops want to stand there, good. Let them stand there. If me as a citizen, if that went down, I would be like the people over in the UK dragging them out of the street. I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to do that. I can only imagine being stuck on that Golden Gate Bridge for hours. I'd have been
I've been so mad.
I don't like going through the tunnels that go through the mountains here. I got in a traffic jam. We were in a tunnel and the traffic just stopped and we were in there. And I looked at my wife and I was like, this is my nightmare. This is my nightmare. We're in this tunnel and we're not moving. I can only imagine being on that bridge for hours because you have a bunch of crybabies that wanted to. Did you see what they did? Have you seen some of the videos? They put cement in these barrels and chained themselves to the inside of these barrels with cement. Yeah. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? But we,
I don't know,
the people. We can't stand, like, it comes a point in time, ladies and gentlemen, where we've been shown enough. I'm not saying your law enforcement's bad, but they're being handcuffed on purpose. They're being handcuffed on purpose by the powers that be. You don't think those guys would love to go just start massively arresting people? I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
But they're being told not to, or else. And I know we're going to get into that discussion. Well, I'm going to do what's right no matter what. Yeah, it's different when you have a wife and a kids at home and all of this other stuff. Like there's pressures on everybody right now. So, but we We don't have to put up with that crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm a little, you know, this is, Chris, this is where I like, I struggle a little bit with.
Because you're cynical?
Trying to be a good Christian. And take the American flag burning. Okay. I don't care if you're protesting. I would struggle if I was there. Because I know I shouldn't, but the Marine in me, I more than likely would have popped that person in the face and gone down in handcuffs. I know
you're not burning that flag in front of me. You know me, Tom.
I can't let it happen. Okay, you know how they embed it? How much they embed it in your head? Not to mention the patriotism that is fueled through all of our veins, right? But if you seen a flag, like say falling, if you didn't sprint and dive for that thing, by the time it hit the ground, you're in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. Like you're in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. But it goes beyond that too. It's our nation. And there's also that nation has a covenant with God. And that flag represents so much more than just the nation. To me, it represents that covenant as well. But not only our constitutional right and the freedom that we should have as this nation.
Mm-hmm.
I see someone burn it. I don't care if you're protesting. I may have to put something aside for a second and pop you one square in the teeth, and then I will go repent.
Yeah. Now, I don't play the flag burning election. I've told you this. I have folded that flag over many caskets. All right? Retirees, active duty, you name it. You're not burning it in front of me. I don't care. I don't care if you beat me up. I don't care if you beat me up. I'm going to go down.
It ain't going to happen.
I'm going to go down fighting because it ain't happening. Yeah. I served, so you had the right to do that. Doesn't mean that I have to be okay with it. That's my two cents
on that. No, I'm not okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah, not to mention, like someone pointed out in the chat, with the person right next to them chanting, America's going down, death to America.
Yeah.
And guys, they're protesting.
Yeah.
You're right. So we're just allowing this anti-American patriotism. You know, we've been blessed in this nation. Why? Because we originally put God first.
Yep.
Have we fallen away from that? Absolutely, we have as a nation. And we need to go back. We need to go back. But God doesn't go back on his covenant. God does not break his promises. He does not break his covenant. Mm-mm. So he has to restore and fix our mindset. You know, he has to show us. You know, God has been showing us for years. You know, just like the here, look at this one. Look at this one. I'm gonna pop this one up quick. Cause I just think it's so good. Stand by 5, 4, 3, 2.
Stand by, standing by.
How can this president have done what is right? You call it right? God says he is a pawn. He is standing to teach my people a lesson. For when I raise up the sound of love and light and victory for my nation again, they shall look back and say, what in the hell did we do? What did we do to Israel? But I shall retrieve it and place a David who shall be a burning bush in the White House to bring fire and revival to this nation and to South America and to Central America and to Canada and to many nations and throughout Europe. As they begin to hate my people more, they shall go and they shall go back to Israel, to their land, and then fire shall burn in Israel, more fire than ever before, and the people will know I, the Lord, have intervened and made this happen, says the Lord.
What the heck did we do? That's what a lot of people.
Well, we can go ahead and say hell. Like Jesse used to say, hell isn't a swear word, it's a destination. This president, the Biden, the face, the one that sleeps all day and does nothing, was placed to show this nation a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
We're being humbled.
Yep.
So we could rebuild ourselves. We had to see how bad it could get. Because when people saying, what the hell did we do? Are we saying it yet? Why did we allow this to happen? So this is what I'm saying. We're now at that point, and God's going to do something good, man. He is doing something good. He's doing something good in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I will punch you in the face if you burn the flag.
I mean, hey. I respect that flag. And not just because it's a flag. I know what it stands for. And that's the thing is, I think a lot of people in this country have lost sight of what it stands for, of what that flag stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I will defend it. I will defend that Constitution, even though right now, that document is really only thing keeping us afloat right now. But you have to understand that we are now ruled over by people who don't care about that document, who can't stand that document. They hate that document. So, I have a feeling that, you know, what did Kim prophesy that and the restoration of America will increase rapidly? Like, we are going to this time next year. I have a feeling we're going to be celebrating a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to be in the midst of something extremely amazing this time next year. There will be restoration. This country will be restored. The fortunes will be restored. Everything they've done. You got to think how far this goes back. We were captured a long time ago. There's going to be so many things undone that should have never been done in the first place. And we are going to thrive as a nation. Like I've already seen it with my own eyes. It's beautiful. We are going to do things. I mean, think about like right now. Remember when we had Ashton Forbes on here? And he mm-hmm. brought the whole, I loved having him on the show because he brought in the aspect, you know, Kim prophesied about there are going to be cures. There's going to be things revealed to us that have been there. They've been there, but they've been in the hands of the wrong people.
Yeah.
And God is going to release all of that. And we as a people are going to do amazing things with it. Why? Because we have him front and center. He will be front and center. His Holy Spirit is going to baptize this nation once again, because we're going to go, we're walking through the fire right now. We're going through a very humbling experience for all of us. All of us.
Amen.
So it on is. The other side of this, woo, are we going to celebrate? Man, it's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. And I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited for all of it. You know?
Me too.
I'm like I said earlier in the show, I like slow days, mm-hmm. but I'm also ready for some excitement. I'm ready for some weird. I'm ready for them to throw something out there where I can just be like, whoa.
Whoa.
You know? Yeah. Come on, man. This is like a time we've been waiting for. Now, I understand there's a lot of chaos in the world. I get that. I understand there are bad things that are happening. I understand people are hurting. That is all very sad, and nobody likes to see it. But I just feel like we're in for a treat.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe, just like Goshen there, we'll be protected. I was talking to Chris. Uh-huh. Like I have this feeling, man. I have this feeling that like we're going to start to thrive. while everything else falls apart. And I mean that as a community, as the remnant, as people who are following the Lord, who are looking to Jesus, putting their faith in him, that he is their provider, abundance, protection, everything. And my faith is stronger than ever. You know, I'm excited either way.
Mm-hmm.
What it's going to look like on the other side.
You mean we're somewhere in the future and we look much better than we do right now? Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Chris, I do. Look,
my man's got tabs for days. Got tabs for days. Tabs.
So you may say, well, why? How can you still smile? How can you still praise? Because it doesn't matter what I see, what I feel. My faith tells me, my prophetic faith tells me that it's going to be okay. How do I know this? Okay, let's talk about a little bit about time so we can just get on the same page, because what Apostle Ellis did on Saturday was begin to tell us something very important, taught many of you something, many wrote in and said they were so greatly blessed by you dealing with that, because it is a major problem that even Jesus dealt with. Jesus himself spoke about the fact that they did not discern the time.
I totally clicked the wrong one.
That's okay. I like that one too.
So I'm going
to have to draw faith and draw power from the future. Now you may be saying, well, how do I know what the future holds? That's what prophetic insight is to know what you look like in the future. Charlie's ready. That's where I got that one piece in Michigan. You're somewhere in the future and you look much better than you look right now. And I make people say it over and over. Say, you're somewhere in the future and I look much better than I look right now. I'm somewhere in the future and I look much better than I look right now. The reason I said that was because it cannot be worse. Yes, you may have tragedy. Yes, you may have sickness. Yes, you may have challenges. But in the midst of all of that, as Isaiah heard the angel saying when he was at the throne of God, the glory of the Lord has covered the entire earth. And Isaiah was saying, what are you talking about? All I'm seeing is political upheaval. All I'm seeing is religious persecution. All I can see are the problems. And I'm a man of unclean lips. Why? Because I'm saying what I see now. I'm not saying what I see then. This is the essence of the prophetic. Is to be able to say, I know the outcome. I know this may be a time of challenge. A time of pain. But I'm not going to pray according to my time now. I'm going to pray according to my time then. And I draw faith from the future. I draw power from the future. I draw insight from the future.
From the what?
From the future.
That's right. That's right.
What prophetic insight is, to know what you look like in the future.
I got some prophetic insight for you.
I love that. What?
I got
it. Wait, hold on. Oh, I knew it.
I ruined it. I knew it. I knew you knew it.
I got an ounce of silver to give away too.
Word. This one's cool. Then show me yours. I'll show you mine.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like that one. Is that the calendar of the?
Yeah, it's the 2024 one.
Nice. Check that one out.
Ooh. Ooh.
She's the beaut clock.
She's the beaut Clark.
All right.
you guys can go ahead and get those Rowan Drop a Hollow if you want a chance at silver. We're gonna be right back. Do promos will be back in 2.5 minutes. Head on over to mypillow.com/alphabets. A wide range of items for all your sleeping needs. From the original MyPillow, the new MyPillow 2.0 with cooling technology, bed sheets, dog beds, summer gear, and more. You can save up to 65% with the promo code ALPHABETS. Head on over to mypillow.com/alphabets. GodFirstGear.com, the official store for all Alphabets merchandise. Whether you want comfortable hoodies, t-shirts, ball caps, beanies, and much more items to come, high-quality merchandise is over at GodFirstGear.com. You can use promo code ALPHABETS on everything in the store. GodFirstGear.com. Harley's Doggy Dog World, husband and wife tumbler and cup creators. They put your ideas on tumblers and cups, as well as pre-existing tumblers. High quality tumblers, use the Alphabets promo code at Harley's Doggy Dog World. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It is truly automated. Set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing program. Pick your calibers, set the budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Your ammo grows slowly over time, is stored for free as it builds up, and is shipped with the click of a button or automatically. It's like an ammunition subscription on steroids because you aren't forced into a set budget and shipment every month. Instead, you decide your budget and schedule when you want your ammo shipments. Ammo Squared offers over 60 different caliber options. Each shipment contains a carefully curated mix of factory new ammunition from brands you know and love. It's budget friendly and customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Everything is managed online using a simple web app. Forget about moving heavy cases of ammunition in your garage or trying to sell it online. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks, or sell it all back if you need the money. There is no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it grow over time like a savings account. With it being election year, you never know what the deep state is going to try and do. You know about ammo shortages and everything like that. Do not be caught with not being able to get any ammo. Head on over to ammosquared.com/alphavets and sign up today. Are you seeing that the U.S. dollar is failing? Between inflation, high rates, and debt beyond belief, do you think that the current U.S. financial system is sustainable? It's not. The whole world is moving towards gold and silver. Don't be stuck as the last one holding the fiat dollar. All fiat currencies have an expiration date, and we are reaching it. Between the everything bubble and the criminals who run your government, the projected path of the financial system is only going down. We here at Alphavets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the number one veteran bullion dealer in the nation. Whether you want to roll over your retirement into a gold IRA or buy precious metals, look no further than Midas Gold. Free silver with qualifying purchase for Alphavets listeners. Protect yourself from the irresponsibility of the U.S. government. Look to Midas Gold for all your precious metal needs. All you need to do is text the word Alphavets to 232-425, and they'll take care of what you need. You can find all the links for Alphavets partners below on our Rumble channel. They're also easily accessible at www.alphavets.online. We thank you for all your support. You got someone?
I do.
You do? I don't know where my notebook went.
Yeah, I hope it'd be crazy if we picked the same one again. That was weird. That was weird.
I got starts with a that T. One.
No, mine does not. Mine, Stacy George. Stacy George, you just won this 1 ounce. Look at how pretty that is.
Stacy George.
I love silver. I love silver.
Stacy George.
Yeah.
Silver. Silver, 1 ounce for Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tanya Fielder. Tanya Fielder. You are going to get a 1 ounce coin, silver. We're going to send it out to you.
Yeah.
No, dude, I'm just gonna keep it.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
I need you to pick somebody for the flag.
Oh snap. Oh snap. Chris, sing me a song.
Sing you a song. Do 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 do.
Oh, that's no fun.
Do, do.
Sing me some Alan Jackson.
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody.
Ooh,
save my soul.
I like it. Keep singing.
Yeah,
you're pretty good.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Blush. We're gonna go. M Joseph 216.
All right. M Joseph 216. You are in the drawing for the flag. You're in there. You're in there May 1st.
We got one, two, three, four. Wait, what day is it?
Today is the 16th.
So we got three more shows to pick for a flag. So we got three more names to pick for this, because next week's gonna be a little different. Monday and Tuesday will be the same.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday will be the same, but the following week will be different.
The following week there won't be a show on the 29th. It's a Tuesday, because I am going to a Bible study. I got asked to go and speak at a Bible study, and I am going to do that.
And so the only reason why is because I am going to be out of town, and so it's, let's see here, it's the Thursday. I gotta pull up my calendar. Don't mind me.
Hey, you know what movie I watched this weekend?
What?
You remember the Rock? The yeah. Rock.
What about him?
I love Sean Connery. I used to try and let me see if I can still do this. Israel, welcome to the Rock, Agent Goodspeed.
I'm Sean Connery.
Welcome to the Rock, Agent Goodspeed. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty good. So I'm gonna be gone the 25th, the 29th, and the 30th. Those are three shows. Chris is doing one with Kat on the
25th. No,
nope, the 28th.
The 28th.
The 29th.
Yeah. 29th. Yeah, 30th. I'll be at the Bible study.
Yeah, so there'll be no show on the 30th. And then the 25th, we're not really sure.
Not really sure yet. Up in the air. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. We love you.
We'll remind you guys in a non-confusing way on Monday or Tuesday again.
Yeah. We'll have a schedule. We'll put out a schedule. A schedule.
But yeah, so those that won tonight, obviously. If you guys want something, can you please email us at alphavetsmedia@gmail.com. Give us your name, username, and somewhere to send it to, and we'll get that silver sent out to you. I will have everything sent out by the end of the week because I just don't know what else I want to give away on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and real quick, you will notice we had a new sponsor in the video. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but Ammo Squared. I like the concept. I don't know if any of you remember the ammo shortages in the Summer of Love. I remember when I like to go shoot. It's something me and my daughter like to do. We like to go to the range a lot. I remember in 2020, you know, especially with COVID, I remember when you couldn't find anything. I couldn't find 5.56, 223, 9mm, 22. Couldn't find ammo anywhere. It was sold out everywhere. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I do. So when we talked with them, we really liked what they were doing, and that you can have a set amount that you want to spend on ammo. They will hold it for you until you reach a limit, or you can just have them hold it. And then whenever you decide to, like I said in the promo, you can click and have them deliver you. To me, there are certain assets you need in times of upheaval, you know, uncertainty. Gold, silver, food, water, guns, ammo. Very important assets to have. And ammo in times of craziness can be a huge asset. Okay? It's a huge asset. It's a store. To me, it is another form or a store of wealth. So when they shared their business model with us, we really liked that concept, because I remember when I didn't and couldn't find ammo anywhere. So it's nice to know that you can set this aside, you know, subscribe and have your money stored up in ammo as another asset. And whenever you decide, you can have them mail it to you. How great is that? You don't have to keep it in your safe. You can let it stay in theirs until they're ready to send it. Or you
are. Like obviously you can have whatever you want with you. At the same time, say everything you have on you is gone, and also there's this ammo shortage, but you've been putting money towards an account and it's just been building in there. So that just stays there and they store it. And then at any time you can be like, ship me it.
Yep. Ship me it.
It's a pretty sweet concept. I think it's a very cool company. A very cool company, and another great fit for Alpha Vets. So we highly appreciate them, and all the links and stuff are below. Obviously, they're all on alphavets.online, so you guys can go check it out if you're curious.
Yeah, And one more thing before we go. I just want to say to Honey Bee, if you're watching or if you see this, we're all praying for you. We're praying. I'm not going to put your business out there, but we are praying for you. Honey Bee has been with us. She was one of the OGs, been with us for a very long time. And I just want her to know that we are praying for her and her full recovery. Oh, show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Other than that, we will see you guys back here on Thursday, Thursday night, 6:30 PM Central, 7:30 Eastern. And, obviously, if you don't follow us on X or Telegram, you can go do that. All the links or our handles are below. You can go check that out. Chris, any final words?
Yep. God bless you. I love you. Enjoy your Wednesday tomorrow, and we will see you back here on Thursday.
Right on. We'll talk to you guys later. Holla.
Holla.